are living in urgent times. If you are living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, hello, my friends. It is a pleasure to be with you today, August 9th, 2021. I once again am calling in from a remote location, and we have a very powerful guest coming on with us in a few minutes, so I want you to stay tuned. But in the meantime, let us pray together in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we offer up this radio program for all those who are listening, all those who will be listening, and all those who can't listen today. We pray through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives are touched, that it is a unique time for everyone, that very powerfully, that it is touched, people are touched and moved in unique ways. And I thank you and praise you that we are alive to witness to your glory. In Jesus' holy name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, a lot is happening, but I first want to tell you that Kathleen McCarthy will be speaking August 11th, which is this Wednesday, at Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, PA, at 7 p.m. She wanted everyone to attend, and all are welcome. So again, pass the word. Kathleen will be speaking at Our Lady of Częstochowa on August 11th, which is this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our Lady of Częstochowa, magnificent shrine in Doylestown, PA. All are welcome. In the meantime, friends, so much is happening in the world today. And in praying for the topic for the program today, really sensed that the perfect guest would be Gloria Coyne. And Gloria, many of you in the Philadelphia market and throughout the world know of Gloria. She's been involved with the Charismatic Renewal since 1997. Yes, 1997. And she was the co-owner of two healthcare IT companies. But she has since retired so she can spend more time working for the Lord. She was elected as the National Service Committee Liaison and the Association of Diocesan Liaison Steering Committee. She has served on the Board of Catholic Charities. She has been working on the Archbishop's Benefit for Children. And many of you don't know that she was the local administrator for the World Meeting of Families International Charismatic Event. She's been married to her amazing husband, Joe, for 39 years. And she resides in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and belongs to St. Ignatius of Antioch Parish. Whenever Gloria is on the air with me, the sparks of the Holy Spirit really light up, and I get so excited because I know the Holy Spirit is in control. So when discussing the program with Gloria, I said, you know, people are so discouraged, so confused. We need to really address this. We just can't allow this to lie dormant. She agreed, and so we spoke briefly this morning and said this is the program. So if you are feeling any sense of despair or really deceit in your heart and you're wondering what's authentic, what isn't authentic, and you're just confused and you're winding around in circles, Gloria Coyne has the antidote for you today. Of course, we know it's the Holy Spirit. We know it's prayer. So I ask that you call up your friends to listen because we have a powerful program lined up for you. Powerful, powerful program. We won't be taking calls in the future. I will be taking calls with some of our guests. But due to the nature of this program, I really wanted to spend the full time on the air with Gloria. In the meantime, I know our beloved Kathleen is back from vacation and she'll be live on the air tomorrow, I believe, on Facebook Live. So if you don't know how to get on Facebook Live, ask your neighbor, your teens down the street, someone to help you get on Facebook Live so you can see her, because it's a prayer community that is evolving globally. That's right. A prayer community. People see specific posts on the site while she's on the air, and they're praying. Very, very powerful. And by the way, we want you, the listener, to share this post, this sharing of Kathleen on the air. It takes 1 nanosecond to hit the share button. Maybe you have friends in Italy, in Argentina, in Asia, in California, Canada. It doesn't matter. Just hit share, and technology takes really good care of it. So we want to spread and to evangelize the message of the Lord, because as in the book of Esther, you were born for such a time as this, and we are all held accountable. We will be held accountable if we moved in the Holy Spirit and obeyed what the Lord wanted of us, myself included. As you know, this ministry is a volunteer network for 40-plus consecutive, and I'm underlining consecutive years, 10 times consecutive. Never once did it go off the air because of a lack of money, a lack of effort. Never, never. The Lord always took care of this apostolate from day one when Dominic Lethierry heard the call of the Lord. So now Kathleen is the president and CEO of this amazing international radio apostolate. I know there are some people who think other radio networks have greater reach. You would be very surprised to hear the number of emails and texts that Kathleen receives or the apostolate through the main office. You would be very surprised how powerful. We're talking about a major radio market. Philadelphia is a radio market. It has great range, great power. So don't think for a minute, because Kathleen's not out there advertising on all over the place, that this doesn't have a great reach. It has for 40-plus consecutive years. And I'm so blessed and humbled to be part as a broadcaster of this radio network. Now, it allows me to broadcast here far away from the Philadelphia market. And I'm so blessed. Without a studio, thank God for, you know, phones, thank God for cell phones, that I have the ability to broadcast directly to you. Doesn't mean the program is any less or any more than if I'm sitting in the studio, but it does mean that you are called to listen, because the message today could be for you. We're offering up a dose of hope for you today. That's right. I don't care if you're flying high and this is a good day, or this is a bad day, or this is a mediocre type of day. This program is meant for you. Trust me, as Gloria Coyne says, many days I do not want to go on the air. And many days I'm fighting the Lord, saying, oh, this is not a good day. And trust me, Gloria laughs and she says, oh, you would never know it when you're on the air. The spark flies and the Holy Spirit is in charge. And I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Lord has called me to this radio ministry to extol his divine mercy, his divine will in our lives. And my friends, how can we say no to the Lord? How can we say no? So God may be calling you today by listening. And I hear Kathleen's program most weeks on Tuesdays. Not so much on Thursdays, although Father Dermott is a power hitter. I love to hear Kathleen on Tuesdays and follow the little chat quotes from people who are asking for prayer or who are saying, I love to listen to you. Trust me, when you post a little prayer request on that Facebook Live, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are praying. It doesn't get any better than that. So don't think for a minute, if you say maybe you see 60 people are listening, then when Kathleen turns the program off, several hundred people, probably thousands, are replaying the broadcast. That's the power of Facebook Live. So she is using to build up the kingdom. It is not about self-edification. It is only about edifying the will of the Lord. So, my friends, again, Gloria Coyne will be calling in. And I just want to say that Gloria has been involved in the renewal since 1997. She was co-owner of two healthcare IT companies, but has since retired so she can spend her full time, which is very little time, by the way, working for the Lord. Yes, she has been around the world. She represented the Charismatic Renewal in Rome. And she was the local administrator for the World Meeting of Families International Charismatic Event. She has served on the Board of Catholic Charities. And she's married to Handsome Joe, 39 years, and she resides in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And if you're from Bucks County, she belongs to St. Ignatius of Antioch Parish. So I can't wait till she dials in. I hope everything's working.
She's on now.
When I'm not, yes.
Hi, Ann. I'm here.
All right. Thank you, Lord. I'm thrilled to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me on here to be with you. I've always enjoyed my time speaking with you.
Well, Gloria, we have a heavy load to unpack today. We, as we discussed this morning, are going to be talking about a dose of hope and courage for those who are down in the dumps and confused. Let's start off, Gloria, with what we shared today, how some of the visionaries, particularly at Fatima, talked about the diabolical confusion which would descend upon the world. And you mentioned a few other things. Let's talk about that. What does it mean?
Well, as we talked about earlier, it's just amazing to me what's going on right now in our country and in the world. And so, yes, there is diabolical confusion. There's confusion for the messaging that's coming out of the CDC about COVID. There's confusion in our country about really what's right and what's wrong. You know, we seem to have forgotten the sense of sin in this country. So there's just confusion at many levels that we're dealing with right now. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he cuts through all of that confusion. But we have to call on him to help us to discern what's true and what's not true these days. So I think that's one of the first things is that, you know, when you're hearing all these different things and they're coming from all these different angles and you don't know what's true, to just rely on the Holy Spirit. I'm always excited. You know, I love the Holy Spirit. I'm always excited to think that the God of the entire universe, that created the whole universe, gave us his Spirit in each one of us to bring with us wherever we go, for whatever we do throughout the entire day. We have the Spirit of the living God with us. So we really need to call upon him and not just leave him in the back seat of the car. We need to really move him up to the front seat and let him drive occasionally. You know, we tend to want to do things on our own, but we really do need to pray for that gift of discernment as we go and we hear all these different things now to say, all right, this is true, this is not true, this doesn't ring right with our faith at all, this doesn't make any sense. And you have to be the ones, too, to bring the light of the gospel and of the truth to others, you know, especially the younger generation. I hate to say that, but I'm just amazed at some of the things that they think is absolutely okay because either they haven't been taught this or because they don't believe in it, you know, and they don't believe in God. And so we really need to speak the truth to them and cut through the confusion in their lives as well.
Yeah, there is a spiritual paralysis right now because people are glued to television, to Facebook, social media in general, and they believe the truth is being delivered to their living room via social media or the news, when in reality, the Lord is saying, whoa, stop. You need to discern what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. Don't believe everything you're hearing, reading, and seeing, but discern what I want for you.
Amen. And again, that's a gift that we really need to focus in on these days and these times. You know, that I cannot watch the TV as I did in the past. It makes me anxious, and I have hope. you know, and I understand what's going on. And if I sit there in front of the TV, it's a negative thing after a negative thing after another negative thing. They don't have stories that are uplifting and encouraging. So just sitting in front of the TV and even getting the like nightly news, you know, number one, I don't necessarily believe what they're telling me. But number two, it's always negative, and it's always to create fear. And part of it has been because of social media, you know, the whole thing is with the clickbait. They have to, and they make their monies by getting you to click on things. So they put these very provocative headlines up there on social media. Or, you know, just like when we have a snowstorm coming in. You know, it could be that we have a dusting of snow, but it's like, a blizzard every time because they want you to watch. It's what they do to get the advertisers to pay. So there's a financial aspect to that. But we have to be smarter than that. We have to understand, again, and discern, you know, wait, this really isn't making sense. And they just keep focusing in on the same things. And there's like a drumbeat. If you watch the different channels, I've done that many times, where I flip through the channels to see what they're all saying, there is a common drumbeat that they all say. You know, it's like they're almost all in on this together. And I don't believe that, again, that anything like this that creates fear, that's not from God. It's just not. You know, talks about in Scripture, there's like 365 verses in Scripture that talk about do not fear, do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. So God gave us one for every day of the year because apparently we need it. We get discouraged way too easily when we know that we have, again, the God of the entire universe, the risen Christ with us, you know, to help us out with everything that we need.
Yeah, I'm thinking myself, Gloria, how many times I've watched all the networks over the past year or so, trying to discern what in the world is happening here, and for the Lord to give me his spiritual eyes. So the fear, it's really the formula, the media and social media is using to impose a specific way of thinking. And it really is frightening, even for those of us who walk in the light of the Lord. And Gloria, you are a woman who owned two healthcare IT companies. Healthcare IT, I'm glad you retired when you did. I mean, tell the listeners how in the world they can rise above that fear. Give them some specific, I mean, I know you're not a theologian and neither am I, but you can give specific steps for all of us to rise above this fear.
You know, being a Christian is just wonderful because you have a toolbox, and being Catholic, I feel, takes the toolbox to the next level. You have all of these things that God has given us. Because remember when Jesus came here, he was half man and half God. He had that dual nature. So he understands very, very well what it's like to be here. And there are, number one, scripture verses. If you have it, hope, like, so, you know, you're kind of like frustrated one day and you don't have any hope, there's like tons of verses about just having hope. You know, if you have anxiety, there's tons of scripture verses all about anxiety. So God gave us his word to encourage us. Everything that we need is in the Bible. Everything that, for any situation, there is something in there that God knew someone someday would need that, and there's a scripture verse, whether it's a psalm, whether it's Proverbs, whether it's something in the Old Testament or the New Testament, scripture is rich. And besides that, then we have all of the other tools that we have as Catholics. You know, the biggest tool I feel every day is that we have the Mass. We have a beautiful opportunity each day to bring everything that's causing any problems or distress in our lives to the altar, right to the foot of the cross, and say, Jesus, I'm giving this to you today. Help me with this, and receive him in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. We've got all of the great devotions in the Catholic Church. You know, we just finished the 3 o'clock hour, you know, the hour of divine mercy. You know, throw ourselves into Father God and say, Lord, have mercy on this here with what I'm going through or what the world's going through or what my family's going through. We've got beautiful Eucharistic adoration. where you can get away from the world for a few minutes and get away from all of the social media and from your cell phones and from everything else that's happening, and just be with the Lord. And again, there's just something so beautiful. If you haven't gone to Eucharistic adoration, you just sit there, and it becomes so peaceful that you can really tune out a lot of the things that are happening in and around you, causing all of this upsetment all the time, and just be with Jesus. We've got all of our sacramentals. We've got the exercised and blessed holy water, blessed salt, blessed oil. We have the rosary. You know, we cannot forget the Blessed Mother. You know, she loves us as a mother. We go in and we bring her everything that's causing us any anxiety or problems. I just think we have the whole host of angels, including St. Michael. You know, so there really shouldn't be, when we have some anxious moments, when we have some discouragement, there really shouldn't be any times when we sit there and we stay in those emotions. We turn those over. We have the tools to do that. Remember in Scripture it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So mm-hmm. you don't go and stay in that. You resist him. And I like the way that God says that he says, and he will flee from you. He doesn't just turn around and walk away slowly. He runs out the door because he knows that when something has happened, if you turn to God, that God in this moment is making you stronger. Your prayer as you're seeking God is making you stronger. And the devil hates that, and he runs away from that. He doesn't want you to get any stronger in your faith. So we have all of these tools that we really need to use, and to remember to use them on a regular basis. The best way to do things in the beginning of the day is to start with prayer, to turn your day over to God immediately in the beginning of the day. Ask for his blessing. Ask for his protection. Plead the blood of the Lamb over your entire day. You know, again, the rosary is such a powerful devotion. You know, the St. Michael Chaplet, the Chaplet of St. Joseph. There's so many beautiful things you can start your day with, and your day just seems to flow and go by a little bit better if you do start the day with God.
I remember, Gloria, oh, it has to be 30-some years ago, teaching my two daughters, they were very little, about going to adoration and just sitting there. People would say, they would have all these books of prayers with them and prayer cards, and I would teach my children to just sit there and allow the Lord to radiate his love to them and to speak to them. And how often we think we have to chatter and share 500 petitions before in adoration when the Lord just wants us to sit there and listen. And he may not speak. He may be just radiating his love into our hearts and soul. So I think it's important that even if you can't get to adoration every day, but maybe once a week or whenever you can, even for 5 minutes, just walk in, sit in the pew, and just be quiet. It's not easy to just be quiet because you want to say, I want to pray for Aunt Nellie, I want to pray for Uncle Joe, I want to pray. But in reality, the Lord wants us to just be still. It is one of the greatest gifts we have. And those churches, and you know this, around the world that have opened their churches to adoration, vocations galore, many beautiful fruits of the Holy Spirit happen. We have to integrate, you know, adoration, if we can, back into our churches and part of our toolbox. We have forgotten.
Right.
We think we're Sunday Catholics, cafeteria Catholics. We know, oh, if I go to Mass, that's enough. No, the Lord at this time in history wants us to have that toolbox, as you mentioned. Right, Gloria?
Amen. And you know, I really want to encourage your listeners that with everything that's going on around us right now, you know, there is that one scripture that says you were born for such a time as this. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're here, your job's not done. You now are part of the church militant, and that means we resist the devil and he flees from us. So it's more than just being a passive bystander in your faith. You really need at this point in time to be active in your faith. You need to be able to say to people that don't know where the truth is and don't see the light of the Lord, you need to be able to bring that to them. You need to be good, strong prayer warriors every single day for your family and for yourself. And I think this is a time now where, you know, I'm sensing God is calling us to take back our authority that perhaps we haven't been as as good about it as we needed to in the past. Perhaps we handed over our authority, or again, we were passive bystanders in our faith. But it's time now to take over the authority and to put the devil in his place. You know, I just can't stress enough how important and how much power we have with the name of Jesus, with the Blessed Mother, with all of our, you know, the Eucharist, the Mass, with St. Michael. I just can't stress enough, we have all the power, we just have to use it. We have the power to kick out the devil, the spirits of affliction, spirits of despair, spirits of discouragement. We do not have to tolerate that. In Jesus' name, we don't have to tolerate that. And it's very important, again, that we get this information, we understand it, we practice it, we use it, and we teach our families, especially our children and our grandchildren, they have the power as well. Raise a child up in the way they should go. So it's important for us to understand and to rise up right now in that power and to pass that power along to others and let them know they're not victims. The Catholic faith is not a victimized faith. It's a faith of power and authority, all based on the love of God. So that's my preaching for today, Anne. So.
Well, if you're just tuning in, the preacher is Gloria Coyne. And, you know, I honestly know this. I have the anointing from head to toe. The gear switched. When you went into that, you went into the mode of the Holy Spirit. And, my friends, if you're just tuning in, you need to call your friends, because from this point on, buckle your seatbelts. Because at the end of the program, we are going to be praying together for the release of the Holy Spirit and the people who are afflicted in despair, who are suffering from anxiety. You will be freed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Gloria, you just spoke. I know you well. You just spoke in the flow of the Holy Spirit, and the hair stood up on my arms as you were speaking. So I know that this is called the anointing, my friends. When the anointing comes, you stay with it. Don't turn the channel looking for something better or turn on the news. Gloria is opening up the toolbox that you can't buy at a local store. This is the toolbox of the Lord to help you get through the day, to help you get through the times that the sacred scriptures talk about, and Kathleen has been talking about, a time of persecution, mm-hmm. How you have to armor up. We need to all armor up with this toolbox.
Amen.
And Gloria Coyne is sharing about this toolbox. We are the church militant. We can't stand back and pretend things are happening around us. We must be present to what God is calling us. We must armor up with this toolbox that Gloria is talking about. So, Gloria, stay with us. After this commercial break, we have so much more to share. And we will be ending the program with the release of the Holy Spirit. My friends, stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
My name is Mario D'Adamo, and I have been a faithful listener to Inner Sign Radio Ministry since 1990, and to Kathleen McCarthy as principal host since 2007. Hearing the witness of Kathleen and her guests has contributed greatly to my spiritual growth. They have educated me about the tenets of my Catholic faith by presenting lay and religious leaders to discuss topics that help listeners create an informed Catholic conscience. I always encourage people who are in need of prayer and companionship to listen, call in, and become part of our radio listener family by joining thousands of other people praying for your intentions. I personally can attest to the power of the prayers from the ministry. Kathleen often reminds her listeners that you are never alone, because the Lord is always with us. Through this Catholic radio and internet apostolate, the Lord is indeed with us in a very tangible way. Please share the good news as Kathleen takes a leap of faith and expanding to a two-hour program to reach many more people who need to experience the love of God. Thank you.
My friends, it is you who have stood lockstep with us in underpinning our apostolate by your powerful prayers and sacrificial financial giving. We have no doubt that you surely are the angels the Lord said he would send to us, and we are forever grateful. These are urgent times, and we need to proclaim the truth of God's Word, which alone can set us free. And we need to bring the Lord's healing power, love, and mercy out to a world that is in such desperate need. As your local Catholic Radio Apostolate, we are humbled and mightily blessed to have your loyal support. For our new listeners who would be interested in joining us, we can be reached at 610-527-2906 or on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, my friends, welcome back. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, and the title of this program is I Will Be Done. And we have a very special guest with us today, Gloria Coyne. We're discussing a dose of hope for those of you who are feeling down and out, those of you who needed a dose of hope and some courage. We are going to pray towards the end of the program for you to receive that dose of hope and that dose of courage from the Holy Spirit. But in the meantime, I want you to mark your calendar for this Wednesday, August 11th. Kathleen will be speaking at Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania at 7 o'clock p.m. 7 o'clock p.m. this Wednesday, Our Lady of Częstochowa, Kathleen will be speaking. And, well, right now it's just Gloria Coyne and I. We're talking about the dose of hope. And, Gloria, you have to share the story of someone you know out west who, what happened, this good Catholic, what happened because they were scared?
Well, yeah, there was an individual, a good friend, and she had an adult daughter, and the daughter had a child, and for some reason, you know, the daughter would obviously be watching television and social media and was totally panicked about the COVID disease. And the fear affected her life, her marriage, her child, and she even called up her parents and was worried that they would die. And so she became really incapacitated by this fear, where it affected her daily life. And the friend meant well, but just really did the wrong thing and said, you know, there is this Long Island medium, so she contacted a psychic and had the person, this daughter, talk to the psychic in an attempt to calm her fears. And I can't stress enough to your listeners that this is not okay, because you're opening up portals that you don't even understand when you go to get this information from psychics, or you seek out through tarot card readings or palm readers, or you check out your horoscope to see how you're going to make out that day. You know, all these things are not from God. And I can't stress again how important it is that you do not give away your personal power to another individual, to the stars above, to a set of cards that are, you know, tarot cards. You know my background. At one point in time, I was very much involved in the New Age, and I made all the mistakes. And so I asked Jesus one time, I thought, you know, Lord, I said, I've been to psychics in the past, and I have to say, sometimes they got information right. You know, like what Uncle Charlie's pet name for you is. And I said, how come they can get some of the information right if the information is coming from the demonic side, from the other side? And Jesus said to me, well, he said, you know, the demons have been following your families around for centuries. So it was not a big deal for them if they knew Uncle Charlie's pet name for me. And so it's really important to understand, any information that you gather from these sources, it's not from God. Any false hope and security you get from going to a psychic, it's not from God. It's not going to last. You know, and in Scripture, again, going back to Scripture, what does God say? perfect love casts out all fear. So what's the perfect love? The perfect love is seeking Jesus. If we seek Jesus, he'll take care of everything. He loves us so much that he died for us on the cross. He died for all of our sins. So we have to remember that if we're having a weak moment, just bring this to Jesus and, you know, just let him love you. Just let him love you. And again, adoration, that's like you said before, it was perfect because bringing your daughters there, not only are you keeping Jesus company, but he has that opportunity just to love you. He's just surrounding you with his love when you go to visit him. So it's one of those things that, again, I want to stress it's so important not to go to seek out all these other things when we have the triune God available to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's perfect love, and it's perfect information, and it's perfect wisdom that he gives us when we have these questions, these problems, these fears, these upsetments. We just bring everything to him.
Yeah, and how many times have we seen some of these mediums, they say they're Catholic, and they pray the rosary, and they have Blessed Mother statues, and innocent people, I know particularly in the Philadelphia region, are pulled in through this. And, you know, the Reiki, where people think they're going to be calmed down through Reiki, it's just all not from God. It is all evil. And we need to understand that the evil one is using alternative means to try to pull you in through his fear, placing fear in you. So this is why you have to ramp up your toolbox. You have
That's
to
right.
go to confession as quickly as you can. You may think, oh, I went a year ago, or I don't need to. I haven't committed any sins. Confession is the great healer. It's a healing balm to take away that fear, the darkness. If you want an exorcism or deliverance, go to confession. It's the greatest gift the Lord could give us to free us from fear and from all the things that we have dabbled in that the Lord wants you to hear. And I know, Gloria, right now there are people listening that are saying, what? I didn't know this was wrong. You
yeah.
need the toolbox. You need that toolbox that Gloria mentioned earlier. And if you're just tuning in, Gloria's going to just mention a few of the things again that you need. Even go to make your own little box and put a cross on it. And inside, write on a piece of paper, you know, confession, Eucharistic adoration, rosary, the sacramentals. Gloria, talk about the power of sacramentals. There was just an article I read that if your home is blessed, get your home blessed by a priest. It takes 10 minutes, unless you have a mansion. go around and get your house blessed. Then you bless your house with holy water and blessed salt. And if you have the ability to put St. Benedict medals in the four corners of your house. But share a little bit for our new listeners who are just tuning in about the toolbox that we all need to be carrying, not just putting in a closet.
Well, again, the church in its wisdom and God in his mercy and love gave us all of these items. And these, again, should not be considered to be like lucky charms. These are not, it doesn't quite work like that. Like, oh, you know, I have this now, this little miraculous medal, so, you know, nothing will happen to me. And I can go on and lead the life that I'm living. And it's maybe not the life that God's calling me to live. So you have to understand that there is a tremendous power in the sacramental, but it's the faith in the sacramental. It's the faith in the belief that God loves you and that these things, again, are all through the Catholic Church and Catechism. You can go into to see exactly that these are authorized by the Church and through Scripture. But like the St. Benedict Medal and the history of St. Benedict, and what's actually on it, and I can't go and I won't be able to tell you right now, but it's a beautiful prayer that's on there in the actual St. Benedict medal. And I have the St. Benedict medal in the four corners of my house. I
yeah.
have the miraculous medal in many places in my house. I have a St. Benedict crucifix above my front door. And I say, when there are people coming into my house that, you know, perhaps are into other things, and I know they are, but, you know, I pray for them, but basically I say, leave your demons at the door. I don't tell them that, but that's really what it is. It's like, if they're coming into my house, it's a blessed house. I did have the house blessed by a priest. I've done the consecration of my house as well. I think it's very important to understand that you need to go through from time to time and use the exercised holy water and the blessed salt, especially if you see and you're aware that there might be some upsetments or disturbances or something's just not right. You can sense it's just not right to go through and bless your house again. You know, we all have those little kinks in our armor that sometimes we allow not demonic possession by any stretch of the imagination, but demonic oppression. So there might be like, you know, maybe we were angry at somebody at work and we bring that, you know, anger home with us, you know. So, you know, that might be something where, you know, again, the holy water resists the devil and he'll flee from you. And St. Teresa of Avila was very big about holy water, and she said that as soon as she does that, the demons flee. So even, you know, like the lesser entities, you know, that come in to try to, you know, harass you and to torment you and to, you know, to give you temptations and to just make your life miserable, you know, they will flee if you keep your house holy, you know, through the sacramentals, if you keep your sacramentals on your person, wear a miraculous medal, wear a St. Benedict medal, maybe get the, I sent away in Italy for the St. Michael, one of the stones from the shrine, and I keep that with me at all times for some of the work that I'm doing now, especially with charismatic renewal for the archdiocese. So it's so very important. You have every single thing that you need to handle any situation that comes up in your daily life. You just need to use it. You just need to be aware of it and to use it, and to use it in faith. It's so important to use it in faith.
You know, I was just thinking, how many of us, well, we have to have our cars inspected, and we have to have the tune-ups, and we have to have the oil changed and the tires rotated. It's the same in our spiritual life. It's time today, not next week, for a spiritual tune-up. If you're listening today, this is your program. It's time for a spiritual tune-up. There is absolutely no time to waste. No time to waste. I remember Monsignor John Essef. Those in the Philadelphia region and beyond know of him. He trained the exorcist. He's still alive in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He, at a retreat that I was on with him, with a team of the Sacred Heart, he said how important it was for us to turn off the TVs. Yes, he did. He said this maybe 7 years ago. Turn off your TVs. It's the portal for the evil one. Because you might be maybe watching Little House on the Prairie or something, and then all of a sudden you decide to switch channels and it's something bad. He said, I highly, highly recommend to all of you who are here, who are in ministry, to turn off your TVs because it is the portal for the evil one, and the cell phones as well. But he didn't say cell phones because it really wasn't that big back about 6-7 years ago, but it is now. But the TV, and I thought, okay, there's some bad things, you know, on TV. But it really is a portal, as you mentioned about 20 minutes ago, that opens the door. We have to shut the door on all those things that will take us out of line with the Lord. The Lord's love is everlasting, and his mercy is everlasting. But we can't open the door. We can't open the portal to let the bad guy in. And this is why fear is causing a spiritual and emotional paralysis in homes and in families. So this toolbox that you're mentioning is so critical. Is so critical. Have you seen any other, you talk about the Long Island medium who claims to be Catholic and that is not a Catholic person, by the way. That's a whole other story, and we'll have Sue Brinkman on, right, who's written all about this. You know, you're encountering, you've been involved leading the renewal in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for so long, been involved since 1997. Have you seen the increase in fear since COVID started, or it's just been increasing over the years?
I've seen a dramatic increase in fear since COVID started. And, you know, I mean, if you think about it, we've encountered a situation that we've never encountered in the world before, where everything came to a shutdown worldwide. Mm-hmm. So there was a point where, like, wait, what is this? Because this was so dramatically different from anything we've experienced in the past. So I understand there was an apprehension in the beginning. What I was particularly concerned about was not only the adults that were fearful, and again, you know, I mean, you had literally 24-hour-a-day channels just talking about COVID, but it was the children that are looking at the parents and taking their cue from the parents. And I was really concerned about the spirit of fear entering into, again, like, in a way, into that the child's spirit, and staying with that child well beyond whatever happens with this COVID. So that was my bigger concern, that we are basically allowing our children to encounter the spirit of fear at a very young age. And I don't know if it's going to leave that easily. I think, again, we have to be really diligent. We have to pray over our children every day, whether they live with you, whether they are live away from you, whether it's your grandchildren. But they do need our help and our prayers because, again, the enemy wants to come in and destroy their hope. So he starts out early. And I also want to say one other thing, too, that I won't have time to get into all this, but I flip through the channels occasionally, and I even stop at the Cartoon Network, and I see what kind of cartoons that they have for the kids now. And you'd be surprised at what they have on there. And there are truly demonic things that they're putting out in the Cartoon Network. I won't have time to get into this now, but there was a cartoon, and the person was saying about how you can take over a human, and you just have to go into their mind. And these kids are being parked in front of television stations, and they're seeing this information, and it's coming to them, and they think it's, you know, it's okay, and it's not okay. And Pokemon, you know, that's another name for that is Pocket Monster. You know, there are so many things, and like Harry Potter. I get a lot of flack for Harry Potter because everybody loves Harry Potter. And if you knew what I knew about the occult and the New Age, as soon as the first Harry Potter came out, I never watched the movie. I didn't need to. I saw what was going on, and I said, like, that's truly a cult. That's not from God. You know, and things like that that have lasting effects. I went to a bookstore right after Harry Potter came out, and there were books on the shelves there that said, my first book of spells. And there was a Barbie doll, and it was Casting Spells Barbie that you could buy for your kids. And so you have to be, again, diligent. You have to discern, but you have to watch what's going on and being presented to your children on a daily basis. Cartoons are not the same as they were when I was growing up, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Different now. And it's a responsibility, and it's almost overwhelming if you think about it as a parent, that you have to be so diligent about everything that's going on in your child's life, but that's what you're called to do now. And God will give you the strength to do it now. He knows what we're up against now. And the Blessed Mother, certainly, as our mothers, and she understands more than anybody, I think, you know, what it's like with children. And she loves these children, and she wants them protected. So, again, I really urge you to pay attention to what's going on. It's not as innocent as perhaps we think it is. We really need to be on top of this. We really need to go and to pray and to bless our children and protect them spiritually as best we can every single day.
If you're just tuning in, our special guest today on Thy Will Be Done is Gloria Coyne, and we're offering up a dose of hope for those who are discouraged, who need a dose of courage today, who just feel as if there's no hope anywhere, and some of the toolbox pieces that you can have to help you through these difficult times, and of course some warning signs you may be dabbling in, or your children or teenagers or young adults may be dabbling in, and that's not, certainly not from God, and how we must be attentive. We must be informed. We must be an informed church. And whether, if you're listening and you're Episcopalian, Methodist, Baptist, Assembly of God, Roman Catholic, we're all on the same page here. We're fighting the bad guy. And we all need to be unified in prayer, unified in protecting our families and our children during these terrible times of persecution, which, as Gloria said, has been ramping up. She sees it. She's been involved in the renewal on a national and international level, especially since COVID happened over a year ago and what's happening now. But even before that, you know, some of the tricks, the deceits of the bad guy, how he tries to pull us in and to make us sad, anxious, full of despair, and how we need a dose of hope. We need a dose of the Lord's mercy today. Amen, Gloria.
I also want to let your listeners know that if they have any prayer requests, that they could go to our website, www.phillyspirit.com, and send their prayer request to us, and we have a whole team of intercessors that'll pray. And again, if you have people that are in your audience now that feel that they're called in that particular way to be an intercessor, to contact me, and then we would love to put them in touch with the intercessory team, and then we can we're getting more and more requests every day, so we want to be able to pray for the people that have such great needs. The requests we're getting are not just local in Philadelphia. We're getting requests from all over the world for prayer. So you can see something's going on in the world right now, and we're called by God to help him out in this work right now. So
give the website again, Gloria.
phillyspirit.com.
Okay, my friend, send in your prayer request. If you'd like to be an intercessor, check out the website. A lot of different things are happening, and it's a lifeline for you. It's a lifeline for you, and we want you to know that you're not alone. Gloria, let us pray together for our listeners. But before we do, I just want to remind all of you that Kathleen McCarthy will be speaking August 11th at Our Lady of Częstochowa, 7 o'clock p.m., Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, PA. All are welcome. She wants to make sure all of you know about it this Wednesday, August 11th at 7 p.m. So my friend Gloria Coyne, let us begin with prayer. If you could begin, we're going to pray for those who are bound by fear today. And let us pray for the Lord to free them.
Amen. So, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Father God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, I love you. I praise you. I thank you. And so do all of your listeners. We come to you right now. We bring you everything. We bring you all of our fears. And you said in Scripture, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And so we're doing that right now. We're giving you any one of our anxieties, all of our fears, all of our upsetments. We're giving you the spirits of confusion that have come into our lives. We're giving you the spirits of anger or frustration that have come into our lives because of this whole situation, not only with COVID, but in our society in general. I know that many times that the enemy has put us and pits us one against the other, and so we bring right now that to you as well, and we ask that in Jesus' name that we have the spirit of unity. In Jesus' name, we have the spirit of hope. In Jesus' name, we ask for complete healing of everything that's going on with us, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. We bring our children to you right now. We ask for your blessing and your protection on all of the children. We plead the blood of the Lamb on all of our families right now. And we ask you, once again, we beg you to draw us closer to you, to give us an increase of all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit right now, especially gifts of discernment and wisdom. We ask for the gifts of you speaking to us directly into our hearts so that we know that it's you and we cast out any voices from the enemy, but only listen to your voice. We pray this, Father God, now in Jesus' name. We ask right now for the intercession of Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, especially with this title, Terror of Demons. Ask for all the angels and saints to be with us in this prayer, all the holy souls in purgatory, and all of the aborted babies for their intercession as well. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Lord Jesus, Gloria has prayed a powerful prayer. And I ask for your Blessed Mother, and her love to stamp out Satan and all of our lives, that nothing will come against us.
Amen.
Lord, that is of you. We pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, for you, Blessed Mother, to be with us in a special way. To be with us, to guide us, and St. Joseph to be with us this year. And I'm going to pray this prayer as an adjunct to what Gloria prayed. O St. Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and desires. O St. Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession and obtain for me from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having engaged here below your heavenly power, I may offer my thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. O St. Joseph, I never weary of contemplating you and Jesus asleep in your arms. I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him close in my name and kiss his fine head for me, and ask him to return the kiss when I draw my dying breath. St. Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for me. Amen. We pray for all those right now, Gloria, who are suffering from COVID. Right now, who may be listening, their family members. We pray for complete healing in the blood and the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for complete healing,
yes,
that no harm be done to anyone who is listening. That a wall of protection through the precious blood of Jesus be present to all of our families, to all of us, to this network, that nothing will come against this network and our families. May the blood of Jesus pour forth upon the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. May it be a spiritual force going forth to draw souls to Christ. Thank you, Jesus, in your holy name. Amen. Gloria Coyne, thank you. I love you. Thank you for sharing time today with us. God bless you,
Gloria. Thank you, Anne, once again. All right. God bless you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. And know that you are loved and that God has a special plan for you, that nothing will stand in the way of his will but your will. So surrender your will now to the will of Christ and to the loving heart of our Blessed Mother. Until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you, and be sure to trust that God has a divine plan for your life. Amen.